Business English Power, episode 48. Aloha and welcome to Business English Power, the show for ambitious English students who want to level up their business English skills, become global communicators, and international business leaders. My name is Al, also known as Al Sensei in the online world, also during my 18 years spent in Japan as an English instructor, trainer, and coach. Thanks so much for joining me today. Today we've got another episode of Current Events, so we're going to talk about what's in the news. Of course, usually it's business related, something in the business world as it relates to, well, pretty much, you know, something for everybody there. But this, you know, we have a very breaking story, so I'm going to cover that today. It's not necessarily directly business related, but of course everything that goes on is going to be business related in some sense. But I'm recording this on the 18th of April, and so the headline right on the website I'm on right now is called USA Today. The headline is, Israel launches airstrike, explosions heard in central Iran, reports. So that's what we're going to talk about today. Now, before we get into it, please subscribe to Business English Power. This really, really helps, of course, the podcast spread. And more than ever, we need this message to spread around the world as economies are getting tighter. People need to up their skills in business and start separating yourselves from the common person out there. Because if you're listening to this, you are not common. You are above the average person, in my opinion, because you are taking action to level up yourselves, and I appreciate that. And I want you to succeed in everything you do. Level up your learning, level up your life. I don't just say that at the end for fun. I'm saying that at the end because I truly mean it, and it means everything to me that you are taking action on what we talk about here and leveling up yourselves, because that's what we want to be doing. Now, again, the current events episodes, of course, are to stay informed, but also so you pick up new vocabulary and you can discuss these things with your colleagues. Maintain your relationships in business, because these are topics that you need to know about. Now, today we're going to talk about this important issue. It's unfortunate that we are in this stage in terms of war and violence going on in the world, but we need to talk about it. Now, this is in the aftermath, as we say, of Iran launching drone attacks on Israel. And so this is the, we'll call it the counterattack or reaction to that. Okay, now, let me start with the first paragraph. As we usually do, we're going to break it down paragraph by paragraph, as we usually do, and go over necessary terms, but also kind of clarify and summarize as we go. All right, so if you've been listening to the show for a while, you kind of know how we do it. So here we go. Explosions were heard in Iran after Israel launched missile strikes in retaliation for a barrage of more than 300 drones and missiles fired by Tehran over the weekend, three U.S. news organizations reported. Okay, let's pause there. So, yep, so this is what we need to go over. Now, explosions were heard, and this is a missile strike in retaliation. Okay, so in retaliation means a return attack. Okay? There was a barrage. Okay, so barrage means many at once. These are drone attacks and missiles fired by Tehran, which I believe is the capital of Iran, over the weekend. Okay, so that's a report from U.S. news organizations. Now let's move on. Iran's semi-official Fars news agency said on Friday, local time, that explosions were heard near the airport at the central city of Isfahan. ABC, CBS, and NPR, each citing at least one unnamed American official, reported that Israel was responsible. Okay, let's stop there. Okay, so Iran is giving that report about explosions near the airport. And now ABC, CBS, NPR, what are those? Okay, so those are at least ABC and CBS are very big news networks or just TV networks in America. And of course, they have big news departments. And then NPR is National Public Radio, which is, you know, also, they do a lot of news reporting as well. They're the public, or we'll call it public funded station in America. Okay, so they're all reporting that. And they're saying that Israel was responsible for those attacks. Retaliatory attacks. Okay, now, let's move on. There's a quote in the next paragraph. The cause of these sounds is still unknown, and investigations continue until exact details of the incident are determined, Fars reported. State-controlled press TV denied explosions had taken place. All right, so that is a quote from the Fars news agency. Let's move on. Reuters, citing an Iranian official, said air defenses had been activated around Isfahan. Airports were closed in Tehran, the news service reported. Okay, so again, Reuters is another news agency, and they're reporting that the air defenses had been activated. Airports were closed in Tehran. All right. Okay, keep moving. It was unclear what targets had been hit inside Iran. The U.S. on Thursday announced a fresh set of sanctions targeting Iran's production of unmanned aerial vehicles, while Tehran warned Israel it would review its official stance on nuclear weapons if its atomic facilities were attacked. Okay, very important. Let's stop there. So, a fresh set of sanctions. Okay, sanctions usually means restrictions or some type of penalty on a particular country. So targeting the production of unmanned aerial vehicles, I guess those are called drones in common terms, but they just want to cover everything in that category. Tehran warned it was review its official stance on nuclear weapons if its atomic facilities were attacked. Okay, so of course, in war, you know, we say we usually try to attack, or the military tries to attack other military targets. So we try to avoid civilians as much as possible. So that's what's going on here, if they were to attack their atomic facilities. Continuing on, Iranian state TV said the country's nuclear facilities were intact. Okay, so intact means not harmed or not touched. Iran told the UN Security Council on Thursday that Israel, quote, must be compelled to stop any further military adventurism against our interests, end quote, as the UN Secretary General warned that the Middle East was in a moment of maximum peril. That was in quotes, a moment of maximum peril. All right. So UN Security Council, of course, UN is the United Nations. And they told Israel it must be compelled to stop any further military adventurism. Very interesting word there. Not a common word. But they're, you know, the term adventurism sounds to me like they're calling it, this is, you know, not a self-defense, but more of a, you know, more of a thing that they're doing for adventure. You know, so very interesting term they use there. And this is a moment of maximum peril. Okay, so peril means you're looking at death. You're looking at violence. Yeah? We're fearing that end. Yeah. Moving on. Israel, the U.S., and other regional and Western allies joined forces on Saturday to blast hundreds of Iranian drones, cruise missiles, and ballistic missiles out of the sky after they were fired at Israel. That attack was itself an act of retaliation after Iran's supreme leader, Ali Khamenei, blamed Israel for an airstrike on the Iranian embassy in Damascus, Syria, that killed several people, including a leading Revolutionary Guards commander. All right, well, yeah, so let's go back. Okay, let's pause there. So again, the first part talks about how the U.S. and other regional and Western allies, okay, allies are partners or friends, and they joined forces with Israel to blast those Iranian drones and missiles out of the sky, ballistic missiles. So those are, again, a special type of missiles I'm not sure of the definition. Militarily, I don't know what the definition is, but they're commonly used. I think they are the ones that can be guided to go wherever you want. After they were fired at Israel. Okay. And then they're saying that attack was in itself an act of retaliation. So they had attacked Ali Khamenei, who's Iran's supreme leader, in Syria. And so they're saying, well, they're retaliating for that attack. All right. So again, that is, we have to find out, okay, well, how did all this start? How do you figure out which is the retaliation and which is the initiation, right? Well, this gets a bit muddy. And of course, then we have to wade through, well, what is the propaganda? So what is the media saying? Well, is the media saying this side started it, or is the media saying that side started it? So these are just things we need to kind of figure out on our own, figure out what source we trust, and come to our own conclusions. But this is a straight news story, just reporting the facts. And so let me know if you have any questions. That is the end of the article. Okay, so this is breaking news right now on the 18th of April, 2024. Let me know if you have any questions. Email me, al@businessenglishpower.com. And we'll keep following this story. I'm sure you will as well, because this is hopefully not the start of something bigger. But we'll hope that this ends soon. I guess we can hope, but I don't know how likely that is. But we just report the news here. We practice it. We use it for our English learning. We go over important vocabulary, but also we want to keep up to date on events so that we can discuss these things with our colleagues, our partners, okay? Keep our business relationships strong. All right. So that is all we're going to do today. So that is current events. Okay. We try to do it every week on the weekends. So except for the last weekend of the month, but 3 weeks in the month, we're going to cover a current events topic. If there is an event or something that you would like to have covered, please let me know. Just email me, al@businessenglishpower.com. Very easy to contact me. All right, and you can follow me on Twitter at Al Sensei, on Instagram at Business English Power, and on TikTok at Business English Power. All right, so that is all for today, guys. Let me know, okay? And follow along in the show notes. I always forgot to mention that today. Follow along in the show notes. I'll put a link to the article as well so that you can do that and follow along. And you can also use this for shadowing practice if you like. All right, so that is all, guys. Thanks so much for listening today. This is Al signing off and reminding you always to level up your learning and level up your practice.